have 17 voice messages. First voice message.
What's going on, dude? You son of a bitch.
You can't stop it.
I gotta say that today.
End of message.
I got a big plan. Big idea, bro. Big idea.
Message erased. Next message.
We're still here. Enjoy it.
It's ODG, Occupy Dave and Giggles.
End of message. Next message.
Seriously, yes. Guys, fork.
You know we do a radio show, right?
I just want to say that we never claim to be a comedy show. We just entertain.
You son of a bitch. I'm freaking out. Freaking out. You look so good right now.
Give me a chant you want to lead.
Dave and Giggles.
Dave and Giggles.
Really big.
Message erased.
I'm sorry, so sorry, that I was such a fool. I didn't know love could be so cruel. Oh, 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 oh yes, you tell me. Please accept my apology, but love is blind, and I was too blind to see.
This is the Dave and Giggles show. There's a reason I played that song to start the show out, because I don't know what we're going to get. I have a room full of people that they may leave, they may stay. I don't know. Giggles, you there?
I'm here. I'm here.
What's going on, buddy?
Who's with
Giggles?
You? Who do you
have? Let's introduce them. So we
who
got
is that?
It's Giggles. Why don't you listen to the show so you know what's going on? All right. So we got John. What is it? Catfish DeLorme in studio.
Yeah.
And he's in a bunch of bands around town. Right now, he's representing ZZZ Walk or Sleepwalk.
It's Sleepwalk.
As it's called. I wish Dylan were here because he would talk about how you stole that name from him. Because he had that name before when he did the ZZZ Subway.
I don't know what you're
doesn't
talking
matter.
About.
Doesn't matter. And then we got Adam Amram, who honestly, you're not the first Amram to be on the show. Alana has also been on the show. Alana is awesome. So now we have siblings on the show. And they're going to play some music, I think.
Yeah.
When they're
yeah.
ready.
When they're when ready. They're ready. Yeah, I don't know if
when
they're going to be ready.
Who is that?
It's Giggles. Do I have to say it again?
Giggles, where are you?
I'm in Colorado, buddy.
Where?
In Aurora.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
We do not have
We've
seltzer. We do not have
We've been doing this show for a while.
For quite some time.
This is the
David
time. Giggles Radio Hour.
Okay.
Do you want to play? You're like raring to go.
No, no, hey. Yeah.
All right. So let's talk about, I feel like getting something out of you is going to be difficult today, but let's talk about upcoming gigs. Are you, you guys are both playing in Sleepwalk, right? Adam?
Yeah.
You're playing with John right now?
Yeah.
Nice. All right. So what coming upcoming gigs you guys got?
Berlin. October 11th.
Yeah, but that's not with October Sleepwalk, 11th, right?
Yeah, yeah.
That's with Sleepwalk? Yeah. You're playing in Berlin.
Yeah, no, at in the bar Berlin.
Okay, that's
it's
different.
It's in the Lower East Side.
All right, that's different. And then who? What other bands are you representing here? What other bands are you playing with?
Tonight?
No, not tonight. In general.
I don't... yeah. It's hard to say. It's hard to,
Psychic Gills?
Yeah.
Psychic Gills are pretty good, right? You play with them,
yeah,
right? Didn't you do a big tour with them?
Yeah.
Yeah, where'd you go?
We went to Europe and, you know, a couple countries.
Couple countries.
A handful of countries. It was a good time.
All right. I can't do this anymore. Play a song. Play a song.
Put it away, no, not just yet. Drive a couple more miles, and then we'll forget. In my heart, I love you so. In my mind, I've got to get going. When the darker side of me starts showing, when the darker side of me starts showing, take my hand, let me follow you down. I've been here before, I'm showing you around. Friday night till Sunday morning, I'm gone with the wind. Baby, once you are knowing, when the darker side of me starts showing, when the darker side of me starts showing. Side of me starts showing, when the darker side of me starts showing.
Sleepwalk. Nice work, buddy. What was the name of that song? Darker Side?
The Darker Side of Me.
Nice. All right,
I like
so,
it. Well,
I like it. I think we all like it. All right, so I have a serious question to ask you. Why did you call me 10 times before the show today?
I had to make sure you had everything.
But why did you call me 10 times before the show started today? There's no reason to call me that much. Why did you call me 10 times before the show? You had me. I'm trying to enjoy the Emmys. I'm sitting around. I'm like, all right, I'm trying to. I have a ritual before the show. I relax a little bit. And you called me 10 times.
Do you have any of the stuff we talked about?
What did we talk about?
The stuff.
Which stuff?
The things you said you were going to bring.
No, I didn't.
You don't
seltzer.
Have anything.
Seltzer.
We have seltzer.
Do you have any of the other stuff?
What other stuff? Why don't you just say it? You can say whatever you want.
I'm not going to. I mean, you told me you were bringing things to
what?
The show.
What? Whiskey?
Yeah.
Didn't bring it.
All right.
What else?
That's all I was thinking about.
Oh, okay. Deb, what's happening?
Not much.
There you go. We also have another guest, Deb. All right, so we're Dave and Giggles.
Who's
we got Deb?
Deb
is our resident sex therapist. She's
a surprise
sex...
around every corner.
Surprise around every corner. She's a sex therapist. Do you have any questions for her? She's a legitimate sex therapist.
Where's Deb?
Deb's in Jersey.
I'm right here.
Where
She's right there.
Where in Jersey?
I'm not going to tell you where she lives.
I just need a county. I want to have a mental image.
Essex County. Essex. Deb's in Essex.
Essex. Okay.
Essex.
Essex.
Essex. Essex.
All right. So I heard that you got had like how many people listening to the show? Any of them can call in. This number is 718-928-9732. 718-928-9732. Call up. Want me to say it one more time? You could say it out loud. You don't have to point and whisper. 718-928-9732. All right. Giggles. All right.
And if you are, yeah, hold on. I just had to say something here. We want to thank our listeners because, can I say we made top 10?
Made top 10.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Not only did we make top 10, because we made top 10 before, but this is the first time we made top 10 with a live show. So it's something to be proud of. It's something to really hone in on and really try for it again. I don't know if we're going to do it this time, though.
We'll see.
We'll see. Did you hear about what happened in New York?
I did. I'm glad that you're safe and sound. What the hell, man?
I don't know.
Is it pressure cookers? Like, what the hell?
I don't think they know what the first one was, but they did find an unblown up pressure cooker like four blocks north of that.
And did they do that to like? Did they put it in the dumpster to make shrapnel? Is that what they were hoping for? And I mean, I don't really know exactly what happened, but it just seems. And then the thing that happened in Minnesota. You know, I'm sure everybody's, you know.
What was that one? That was the mall, right?
Went on a stabbing spree at the mall.
And kept asking people if they were Muslim, and if they weren't, he would kill them? Is that what happened?
I have no idea.
You read the headline.
I just saw the headline minutes before the show started.
Sure. Yeah.
Well, I was driving.
You do a lot of driving out in Colorado.
6 or 7 hours.
Sure.
They do.
Yeah. So, and then there was also the one that blew up in Jersey. So there was like, it seemed like coordinated attack here. There was a lot of things happening. But, you know, we got Sleepwalking Studio, so
yeah.
Everything is popping.
Everything's all right.
Oh, man.
Is it like pulling teeth, getting answers out of this guy, or what?
Well, they're
like,
both.
I can't.
John's sitting there staring at me, so he doesn't really know what to say. John, what's going on over there?
What?
Are you going to be at work tomorrow?
No.
I told you I was going to buy you lunch tomorrow. Yeah.
I'm counting on that.
All right. John, since you're sitting in here having fun, what was the best story you can tell of when you went on your last trip, tour? Don't think too hard.
Man.
Adam
made a brass monkey.
What does that mean?
It's orange juice and beer.
That's the best story you have when you were there?
Yeah.
I don't think so. You can talk about whatever you want to talk about. This is open forum. There's nothing to hide here. We're cool. Everybody's cool.
What's the tension? I'm sensing tension. I'm no therapist, but
well,
I
did tell him that you were a cop.
Where's
so
Deb?
He's kind of freaking out about that.
Where's Deb?
Deb's here.
I'm the therapist. What's going on here?
Chime in, Deb.
I'm right here.
What's going on?
Why the awkwardness?
What's going on?
Not much. What's going on with you?
I feel good.
You feel good?
Yeah.
Good. glad everybody feels great.
Yeah, everybody feels really good.
So
yeah,
we got Sleepwalk, but it's spelled ZZZ walk.
Z-Z-Z
Is that how it
walk.
Goes?
Yeah.
Okay. And then Adam Amram.
Adam Amram,
brother to Alana.
Yeah.
Amram.
You remember Alana, right?
Yeah.
Remember when she came
in
the studio? Yeah. Did you play?
Yeah.
We're
all here. Everybody's aware of each other. You know?
Everybody's aware. There was also the J train. Did you hear what happened on the J train?
What happened?
No.
Did you guys hear what happened on the J train?
No.
J train got fucked up. All right.
you're the radio show host. You have
Am
to,
I?
You
Am
have
I?
To lead the show. You know?
All right. So the J train, so they're about to cross the bridge into Manhattan, and there's a guy standing up against the door, and the conductor is trying to get out. So she pushes her way out. Here we go.
What is it? What is
I
that?
Don't know. Who's it? Yo, hello, caller. What's happening?
What is that?
Caller, you're on the air. What? Hello, caller, you're on the air.
Hello.
Hey.
It's Alana.
Alana, what's happening?
Not much. I was told to call in, so I'm calling in.
Who told you to call in? Your brother?
Well, this isn't my sister.
Who is this?
Who is
this? Alana.
Oh, it's your daughter, Alana. There's so many different Alanas happening here.
Alana the artist.
Alana the artist.
Oh, we gotta ask
who is this?
We gotta ask Alana Deb's about daughter. Art school.
Deb's daughter.
She's in art school?
Yeah, she's majoring in art in school.
It sounds like she's at a school. There's a lot of noise in the background. Alana, what's happening over there?
Everybody's just playing Dungeons and Dragons right now.
Oh, man. That sounds like a rough time. It's not what you're supposed to do at college.
Yeah, don't play Dungeons and Dragons.
Get away from that.
I'm currently making zucchini bread in the kitchen.
That sounds like a good time.
That's what's my... Yeah. It's a nice Sunday night.
You got your own soundtrack right now. So, our Sleepwalk is playing you some Sleepwalk music while you play Dungeons and Dragons and bake.
That sounds fantastic.
It's good times. Are you enjoying college, Alana?
Yeah, I'm enjoying it. It's fun.
Cool.
Yep.
So I think this is obviously a radio show, so we can't really show visuals on this, but your artwork has gotten tremendously better since you went to art school, you know?
Which makes sense.
I was of the notion. Yeah, well, you know, I was kind of like, when you were a freshman going into art school, I was like, man, how are you going to make money as an artist going to art college?
I don't know if you can. Know? John, can you?
No.
No. All right, go on.
No, I was just, but her art has definitely gotten better. I think the challenge is going to be for her to make money when she's out of college with her art degree as an artist, you know?
Well, she's what? What are you now, a junior?
Yeah.
All right, so what are your plans?
Well, I'm going to school for art education, so I at least got a job out of college.
Oh, so that's
teacher. Completely
different. That's not like actually doing the, I mean, you're doing art, sure, but there's actually jobs outside of that you could get.
I mean, in a perfect world, I could just make art and live off of that and be happy. In a perfect world.
In a perfect world. I know. Well, I got this kid sitting in front of me who, I don't know where he's gone, so... But he's traveling the world. All right, Alana, I really want to see your art. So put some links up on Facebook. I want to check it out. I haven't seen it in a while.
Well, I'm sure if my mom's right there, she can always just show you stuff.
Just look on my wall.
But yeah,
all right, there you go. The one
it's all over Deb's wall.
You mean at your one house last, or like Facebook wall?
Her Facebook wall.
Oh, okay.
All right, one last question to Alana before she gets off the phone here. What is one piece of advice your mother has given you? The thing that she said over and over again while you're at college. What's that one thing she just keeps telling you?
Don't get too high.
Have fun, but be safe and just have fun. I don't know. That's what she says. My dad says nothing good happens at 2 in the morning. That's his advice.
That's not true. Have fun and be safe is pretty solid advice.
And don't get too high.
I think so.
Yeah, of course. Sweet. Well, thank you for calling in. Enjoy college. Have fun. Be safe. And we'll check out your work. You have an Instagram handle. Can we?
AlanaYeagerArt.com.
You're kidding.
Nope.
Yes. That is my website, but I also have an Instagram where I post all my art. It's Flossopotamus, which is floss and the other last end of hippopotamus. You put them together, Flossopotamus. So that's
Slopopotamus.
Slopopotamus. I don't know how to spell that.
AlanaYeagerArt.com.
Yeah, that's the one to go to.
AlanaYeagerArt.com.
We'll practice our plugs.
So what
Thank
are
you
doing
Alana.
Over
Thanks
there?
Thanks for calling in.
What are you doing?
Do you mind if I do a Break the Ice song? An old classic tune.
Yeah. All right, so these guys want to play another song. And then I'm going to tell you my J-Train story.
I'll play guitar. It's a quickie.
We're switching. Guitars are switching. Adam's got the guitar.
This is just a Break the Ice song.
I love it.
It's an old... You guys will probably all remember it.
I love it.
I was just a washing my dong. I was just a washing my ding dong. I was just a washing my dong in the sink now. I was just a washing my dong
Can we all get along? Or why are you kicking me out of this party? Out of this party. Out of this party. Washing my ding dong. I was just a washing my dong. I was just a washing my ding dong. In the sink. In the sink now. Come out, say hello. In the sink. Thank you.
Nice. I don't
what
know
was the name of that song.
A great song and had a great message.
It did have a great message. Thanks, Adam.
I just figured it'd break the ice a little bit.
No, it broke the ice a lot. I think we're a lot more at ease. I think Alana, you there? You gone? I think she's gone. That was great. It definitely broke. I don't know if I would wash it in the sink, though. Have you tried the tub?
It's, you know, it's an old, that's an old timey one.
Yeah, totally.
It's an old one.
It's an old one. So what are you guys up to now? You got a gig up coming up at Berlin, right? What date?
Berlin, October 11th.
October 11th. Are you on the bill with anybody else?
Yeah.
Who else?
Some guy named Casey
Hopkins. That's it? Just Casey Hopkins?
Yeah.
That's the name of the band?
Yeah.
All right.
That's the other guy.
Okay.
That's playing.
That's it?
Yeah.
All right, I'm going to tell you my J-Train story.
Can I smoke in here?
No, you cannot. I told you this before.
Do you have any flutes by your hand?
I don't have any flutes. Call your dad. Tell him to come over here and bring some flutes in.
What do you have back there?
I got a horn.
Give me something.
You want a horn?
Yeah.
Oh, a horn.
Pass the horn.
Yeah.
Pass over the horn.
It's tied into the table over here.
A bicycle horn.
That's exactly right. So
John, I want to apologize to you, man. I'm sorry, man. Dave should have got you seltzer or at least whiskey.
That's
you
true.
Know? He is not a great host, so like you can't expect anything.
What was that
from
noise?
This is a
you
phone.
Really need to, like, you know.
Hello?
Hello?
What's happening?
Can you guys hear me?
Who's
hey,
that?
Sarah, what's going on?
Oh, God. I don't know if I can follow that.
I don't think anybody could follow what's happening in this studio right now. It's definitely an interesting one this week. So where are you at, Sarah? Sarah is on a road trip. She's going across country. Right now
okay.
She's up in Canada. Tell us what's going on in Canada.
Yeah, I'm calling you guys from Whistler.
Whistler.
Which is way up west.
You must be having a lot of fun.
Yeah, a lot of fun. I was at a beer festival today. It was great.
What are you traveling in?
A Mini Cooper.
A Mini Cooper.
You could follow her at Mini.
Can.
What is it? Mini.
A PB
Marley?
Cruiser.
Marley. Mini Me.
Yeah.
Follow her on Instagram.
Marley.
She says some pretty great pictures because she's all over. You know, she was in Montana. She was in Minnesota. Now she's up in Canada. She's doing some pretty great travel up there. What?
She's got 159 followers. I just followed her.
Yeah.
She needs more. She's got great pictures here. This looks romantic. Nice. There's like mountains in the background. There's
true.
Just like, you know, she needs a lot more followers.
All right, so follow her. Marley Mini Me on Instagram.
Yeah.
What are you giving that look for?
Ooh, what look?
I don't know. John's giving me this look.
We can't see from over here.
I know. Nobody can see but me. He's coughing up a storm. All right, so did you make it to the beer fest?
I did, with 2.5 hours to go, which
nice.
Is plenty of time for little old me. So it was great. They had bands. They had, you know, all the local beers. Everybody was having a good time. It was
nice.
Just, oh, my God, it was awesome. Yeah, can't complain.
We got a band in here.
So
we've all heard. They've decided to play you soundtrack music as you talk about going to your festival where there were bands and beer and stuff like that. What was the best beer that you had up there? Was there any good local breweries up there?
Yeah, I mean, they were all local.
Oh, that makes
I
sense.
Had really good. Hazelnut Porter, which is really good. I don't remember the brewery, but it was fantastic porter.
Fair enough. Fair enough. Yeah. All right, so you're getting a lot of New York questions while you're out there about, like, what's happening in New York? What's going on? Yeah. What are you telling them?
I told them, have you talked to Dave from Dave and Giggles? Because that's where I get all my news from.
That's the place to do it. That's the place to get the news. I'm trying to tell the story of the J train that happened, but I keep getting cut off. But it's cool. Everything's cool.
26, we're a variety show.
We're a variety show. We have a lot of variety.
Let you tell your J train
story? All right. I'm gonna
really interested in telling it.
Yeah. There's so much happening this week, Sarah, so I'm going to let you go. But thanks for calling. We'll talk to you next week and fill in what's going on with you.
Such a pleasure, guys.
Sweet.
Thanks for calling in, Sarah.
All right.
At Marley Mini Me. At
Marley Mini Me.
If you want to follow her.
Thanks, guys.
And then if you want to check out Alana Yeager's art, you can check out at Slothopotamus.
Slothopotamus.
On Instagram as well.
Also, AlanaYager.com, I think. AlanaYager.com.
Yeah, AlanaYagerArt.com. There you go.
And then is there, you have a website yet? Nothing. keep playing the music while I tell the story of the J train.
Tell the story.
Right,
this
jumping.
Is the story. All right, later, kid.
Hi.
All right, so the story of the J train. This is the story of the J train song. Killing it. So there's a guy. He's standing up against the door on the subway. The conductor wants to get out, so she opens the door and it hits him. And as it hits him, he starts to get really pissed off. And he comes up and he slams her with his arm, and she falls to the floor and hurts her arm, the conductor, which is a federal offense, like hurting like a conductor on a train, because that's a state worker.
Oh, yeah.
Turns out that the guy who did it was an undercover cop. That's bad. That's real bad.
Yeah.
He got arrested.
Is it entrapment for, you know, like...
Say it again, Adam. Go into the mic.
He's already been on desk duty for a year.
Oh, really?
For something like he locked up his toddler in a car and got arrested for that about 6 months ago.
So then he was on desk duty and he did this as well. So he's not going to do well for this. Ugh. So
it's not one of the good ones.
Not one of the good ones. Not one of the good ones. There's some good ones out there. I'm not going to lie to you. There's some good ones, but one of them. So then chaos ensues because the girl, the conductor, gets up and pulls the emergency stop, which is a huge disaster, right? So that stops. Everyone freaks out. And then apparently someone yells fire. There's a fire on the train. And people start ripping the windows out of the subway to get off the train, causing a two-hour delay.
This really happened?
Yeah, this really happened.
You were on the train when
this
happened?
I was not on the train. I got into the subway, and one of my coworkers was like, I've been sitting on this subway for 2 hours, and I just missed it. I must have just missed it because I was just ahead of it.
Do you feel unlucky?
No, I feel really lucky because I didn't have to sit and wait in that thing.
That would have been a better story for the radio show.
Sure, but still a good story with the... All right, you guys want to play another song?
Is the story over?
That's the story for now.
Can I smoke in here?
No, I told you. No.
Are you sure?
Yeah, I'm positive. You can keep asking, though.
What if I give you $20?
$20?
Yeah.
Show me the
right
money.
Now.
Show me the money.
Right.
Show it to me.
Hold on.
Don't stop playing, though.
No, I can't. Well, I can't pull out.
Why not?
Ball. Listen, here's the sound of money.
That's not the sound. That's $1, I see.
It's two.
Let me see. You're rubbing $2 singles together. You poor motherfucker. What else is in there? What else you got? That's another dollar. What is that? That's a... What is that? I can't even see what that is. Your money is like balled up like a little kid. That's a five, a ten. All right. So you didn't make the 20. You want to play that song? All right, do it. Do it. Because I've...
Town the size.
drive Abilene. Don't you push me, baby, 'cause I'm moaning low. And you know I'm only in it for the gold. All that I'm asking for is $10. And I could pay you back with one good hand. You can search the wide world over, and you'll never find another honest man.
The background solo with no, you know, no backing band. What do you got this money for? You can't have a cigarette. Yeah, they're holding up a lighter for you. For those of you that didn't know that, that was a cover, Grateful Dead cover called Loser. You guys play that well. I heard you play that at the last show. Are you going to play it at the next show?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Maybe.
So is Adam going to play drums for you this time?
No.
So, oh, okay.
He's so defensive.
Really, no, I'm defensive. Being honest.
Yeah, but the way, you know, no, he's not, you know, like, we got another drummer. His name is not
Alex.
Just, no.
Alex.
He can't smoke a cigarette.
Can't smoke a cigarette.
What's the worst that's going to happen here?
You're going to muck up. There's no ventilation.
Top 10. We got to stick at top 10. We can't get booted off.
What's up with this harmonica? Why doesn't that work?
I don't know. Whose harmonica is it?
What do you got back there?
I told you, I got a honk horn, like a bike horn. That's not going to do anything for anybody. Oh, God, you guys killing me. So what's going on over there, Giggles? So you had a big week. I liked your story of the picture. So you had a picture that you took? Don't light that cigarette, I swear to God. They're trying to play a harmonica that's not working. They're trying to light a cigarette. Don't you light that. That's not even a cigarette.
Oh, yeah. That's what I'm talking about.
Is it like a stubby? Is it like a half-smoked cigarette?
I think you got it on the floor.
Like a bum stubby.
Exactly.
A bum stubby.
A bum stubby, you know? Like the... I got a cigarette story if you guys want to hear.
Let's hear it.
So we went to Palisade, Colorado, which is out in the west. You know, it's on the western slope. And this is my cigarette story. We're hanging out. There was a street festival there. And I was with the kids. And we're all, you know, hanging out. And there's this guy playing music. So the band takes a break. And then this guy comes up. And he's got, like, a daughter who's, like, 18 months old. And he's like, hey, you mind if my daughter plays with your kids? And I was like, yeah, of course, you know. And then after I say yes, like, I notice that she's just got, like, snot dripping down her nose.
Gross.
Like, oh, man, damn. Like, damn it. Like, stay away from the snotty kids because your kid's going to get sick, you know. They're just walking germs. So anyways, so the kids start playing together. And then within, like, 2 seconds, this guy lights a cigarette, like, standing next to my kids. And I was like, bro, I was like, what are you doing? Like, I mean, I didn't say that, you know, say this to him, but I kind of looked at him and I was just in disbelief that he would smoke a cigarette that close to his kid, let alone mine, you know?
Sure.
Just after asking, hey, you mind if my kid hangs out? Like, he didn't ask me if he could, like, smoke a cigarette next to me.
Sure.
He asked me, hey, can my kid hang out with your kids? And I was like, sure, yeah, of course. Within seconds, lights the cigarette, and I'm like, oh, damn it.
How close was he to the kids?
Like, 3 feet. Like, his kid was near the cigarette. Like, his kid could have been, like, burnt in the eye with his cigarette. And then our kids,
yeah.
The wind was blowing the other way. So I was like, it's all right, you know. But as soon as the smoke started going towards my kids, I was like, all right, we're out of here. But then talking with one of the guitar players that was playing in the band about, like, Trump. And then I was like, cherry on the top. Right. This guy's talking about Trump and how he's going to win the election and how he's, you know, not the right guy for the job, but he's going to win. And I was like, I gotta go. Like, this is it. Like, I can't be around it. Like, I'm a friendly guy. I'm open for anything, you know, within reason. But then as soon as you start, like, smoking a cigarette on my kids and then talking about Trump, I'm out.
Was he pro-Trump?
I think he was pro-Johnson. I think he wanted
he's wanted a Gary Johnson, Arizona. Yeah. Okay. Well, yeah. there is a tough stigma against smokers now. Like, we don't want them around. They're kind of like, you know, the creeps of today, the modern society. If you see someone with a cigarette, they're bad people. That's just how it works these days.
Right. Can I just figure out what's going on here? Like, I just called in. And
oh, that's right. There's someone, like, on the line. Go ahead. Who is this?
like, what the fuck am I doing on this one?
This is Peter. This is Peter, who's talking. He's like, he's the hype man. He's one of the hype men for the Catskill Chill. Tell us what's going on. Tell us what, you know, tell us your story and tell us about the chill. Because
the Catskill,
like,
Chill is a music festival in the Catskills, right?
Well, right. You know, like, we were a music festival in the Catskills. And now we're taking the clever realm of the branding of what we're doing and not ruining that by moving it to Lakewood, Pennsylvania. So. Without, I speak entirely on my own. I do not represent the company. I'm just kind of involved in it. So you can't sue me for my words.
We won't. No. We won't.
No.
So they moved
action.
The Catskills Chill Festival to Pennsylvania?
Yeah, so basically it's a music festival that was born out of a bunch of guys. Like, well, one guy's connection with the music industry, connection with his friends he grew up with at summer camp. He was director of the place, you know, and all his, you know, his some of his friends have money and some of his friends have music connections, and started a festival on a summer campground in 2010. We got 800 people, and then we got 2,000 people, then we got 3.5, then we got 5, and then we got 5, and at that point, the summer camp needed to take back being a summer camp and not being a multi-purpose venue. So what we've done is we're now in our first year of moving venues to a different site, and, like, we've got George Clinton and,
oh, nice,
Fish, Lettuce, and a bunch of really, really,
well, Fish,
good jam bands.
Fish is,
like,
not,
you know,
playing.
Kind of,
Mike Gordon from Fish is going to play there.
Yeah, Mike, right? Gordon is playing there this year.
Yeah. He's our headliner. So basically, what we're doing is we not invented the model, but we're the Catskills was probably the best interpretation of a summer camp music festival, and then we're now trying to modify that in an external site from where we're built. But the people involved in running it are about as organic as you can get in this whole industry.
And now they're in Pennsylvania.
Now we're in Pennsylvania, called the Catskills. It's a real
the Catskill Chill. So where do we go to get information about the Catskill Chill? Because there's a lot of great people playing there.
Well, I don't. I'm not an official media man. I'm a drunk Scottish guy who's sitting in the Roosevelt Hotel.
Aren't we all?
Aren't we all? but you can go to CatskillChill.com. You can look at your ticket price options. We have daily tickets. We have weekend tickets, VIP. You can look at the lineup, then you can go to YouTube.com, you know, that corporate entity where you can watch all the music of the bands and then formulate your own opinion. If you're willing to not vote Trump and not vote Clinton and, like, understand that America needs a three-party system and vote Gary Johnston just because America needs a three-party system, then I welcome you to the Catskill Chill. They hold no political affiliation other than fuck Trump.
There it is. Cool.
Political disclaimer. Peter, thank you, buddy.
Thanks,
hey, man.
Man.
It's good to hear your voice, man. I want to see you in person, but I don't know if I'm going to be able to make it this year. But, you know.
What are you doing?
Hey,
you got a kid or something there?
I got a couple,
two.
Man.
I got two now.
Oh,
two kids, two cats. Come out to Colorado, man. I'll,
a cat
I'll
for
put
every
you up
kid.
In my guest room or my basement. Either or.
All right. Can,
or if you want to.
Can you, like, send me off and marry one of your kids now so I can get the green card? Or, like.
Oh, that's smart.
I need a green card. I can marry a dude. Like, honestly, any of your listeners, like, I will marry a
Stop
dude
touching
who
things.
Likes fish. Will not fuck you, but I want a green card.
Perfect. That's all that matters. They could probably get you to marry John in studio right now.
Okay. Cool. I mean, we could literally do that.
Perfect. Like, you want to play at the Catskills Chill? Maybe next year.
Chill.
It's a good festival.
How's Red Rocks treating you? Are you far from Red Rocks?
No.
Not you.
An hour. An hour away.
An hour. That's like too much.
No, anyway, yeah, it's
Wes
kind of a thing to go to
Red Rocks.
He's out
with Prophets of Rage at the moment. He's like their sound engineer. I should have you talk to him about the revolution that we're going to have.
I have not talked to him, no.
No. We're going to have a revolution. How many people are listening to this?
Peter. You are. That's all that matters.
We are all one.
We are. All right. Thanks, buddy.
All right, dude. I'm gonna hang up the phone and enjoy my life. Now.
All right. I love it.
Take care, Mike.
Cool. There
See
it
you, buddy.
Is. Later.
Good guy. Peter, we've had a lot of callers. We've had, I think, the most callers
That's
we've
true.
Ever had in a single
we
show.
We have. And there was a couple callers that were calling while Peter
Can
was calling.
Can you summon someone else to call?
I'm trying to get someone to call right now.
Right now.
To talk to you specifically.
Call somebody to call the show.
I'm trying to get them to call. There we go.
There we are.
Who is that?
Hey, buddy.
Hello. What? Am I on?
You're on.
Who is this?
Who am I speaking with?
Who is on the show?
You're speaking with John.
Who is this? Who's on the air?
Is that you, John?
Oh.
You human wart, you?
What are you doing?
I'm just calling up to expose you.
I thought you were coming to the show.
For the herpy that you are.
Herpy. Stop playing guitar and talk to the man. I'll turn your mic
on. What's going on there?
It's,
get me up to speed. What's happening
there? John has come in and infiltrated the show and has, like, made this the most cringeworthy radio show that's ever been.
He's knocking it down a few pegs.
He's knocking it down a few pegs. He's knocking everything down.
That's ridiculous.
Setting you guys back a few years.
Yeah, setting us back a few years.
Is this your brother, John?
Yeah.
brother from another mother.
He's my dad.
So what happened? Your train just didn't happen?
I tried, man.
I know you did, buddy.
The trains weren't having it.
Trains weren't having it.
Did
Nobody
you assault a conductor?
Yeah.
Or,
he
what?
Did. He
what
did
you yeah. Do? The conductor wouldn't take me once he heard I was going to this show. They just canceled the train.
Stop the trains.
Stop the freaking train. You don't need to go there.
At one point during the show, like 10 minutes ago, John got up and started playing with everything in the room.
Yeah,
don't like
do that.
Don't like that. Ugh. God, he's like a child.
He wanted to smoke a cigarette,
yeah,
didn't he?
He needs to be on a leash. He does have a leash for him.
We should get him on a leash. A kid's leash.
He needs to be on a kid leash.
So what'd you do for Laura's birthday?
A little bit of this, a little bit of that.
What does that mean? What is that?
Drinking. I don't know.
Cut him off. Cut him off. Cut this guy off.
The blanks.
Talk to John.
Hang up on him. Hang up on him.
Do you hear what he's saying here?
Can you hang up on
when
him?
When I told
him. Shouldn't you hang, be like,
where's
why
the button?
Is he there?
Call,
he be
hang,
like...
hang him up now. Hang up on him right now.
He's going to turn him down. When I told him that you were coming on the show, Dylan, he was like, no, that's it. I'm not coming on.
Hang up on Dylan. That. Can I push the button to hang up on
him? You want to?
Yeah, give me the heave-ho. Can you let him give me the heave-ho?
You want to give him the heave-ho?
Yeah, get him out of here.
All right, ready? Press this button right here.
Wait a second. Wait. Is he going
to
do it now?
He's going to do it now.
Do I have to go over there?
Am I really gone? Are you really letting him do this to me?
Mentally do it.
Yeah, just can him.
You have any last words, Dylan?
No, don't even give me that.
Is this over already? Usually you hang up on me quicker
than
this. So this is actually...
Well, last week...
This is actually the longest duration I've had.
All right. We've had enough.
Last week, you were just yelling. You and everybody were just yelling. All right, John's going to play over you.
No, just hang up.
What are you playing over there?
He's playing a guitar that was so out of tune when he got here.
Dave, right. You got to get control.
This is out of control. All right, Dylan, I'm going to go. All right.
Is that it already?
No. What did you... you haven't been on the show in a month.
Hang up on him.
It's been a while. I've tried so hard to get there. But the thought of John...
Hang up
on
him.
Look at the deterrent.
Get him out of here.
That's a hell of a deterrent.
All right. I'm going to give you guys... 30 seconds
like
to speak your piece.
Get
speak,
him out of here.
Speak your piece on each other. John, you get to go first.
I have nothing to say. To
that's
him.
It?
Yeah. Get him out of here.
What more can be said?
Can all right,
him.
Dylan, you
get
got 30 seconds. Go ahead.
I'm just so sick of his life. No,
don't even give him that.
I'm sick of his existence.
This is getting out of
control. It's just too damn peachy.
It's too damn peachy.
Get him out of here. Get him out of here. Get him out.
All right. He's starting to get violent. I'm going to have to
I'll
let you go.
Don't light this if you don't hang up.
Don't light it.
Kill him.
I got to go.
Is there safety at stake?
It's my safety. Don't light it. What is that? A taser?
What is that? Fireworks?
Hang up on him or I'm going to light it.
It sounds like you're being
don't
held
light
hostage.
Hang I am.
Up on
I am being
hang
held
up
hostage.
On him right now.
Don't light that. All right, Dylan, I'm going to let you go.
It sounds like either you have a child or you're dealing with like an elderly relative that has Alzheimer's.
It's not far off.
It's one of the two.
It's not far off. Ugh, jeez. So what'd you do for...
Like a real disaster.
I'm just trying to talk to you. What did you do?
We went to the beach. We did a little surfing, a little drinking.
Where'd you go to Jersey Shore? Don't like that.
Yeah, we went to Jersey Shore.
Don't like that. Stop it!
Don't hide it.
All right, I gotta go let you go this time.
You gotta really let him go.
Good luck with him.
You're gonna
stop
let him
it.
Go, and then you ask him a question.
I know.
You're like, I'm gonna let you go, Dylan.
Don't like that.
Hey, so what are you doing?
That just sounds
you're
like you got your hands full there.
I do have my hands full. All right, I'm gonna let them play a song this time for real. You guys wanna play a song? All right, Dylan, I'll see you tomorrow. All right. Someone else was just calling. All right. I don't know. We're getting a lot of calls. All right, I'm going to let you play. I'm going to shut up, just let you play. Sleepwalk.
When no more rain will fall from the sky. When the mighty oceans have gone and ran dry. When the summer sun is just as cold as the snow. That's when I love you, baby. That's how you'll know. Oh, and I'm just saying all this to make you feel bad. Best love that I've ever had. Then you'll go and turn your back on me and it If just one key can open each and every door. When God and Mother don't mean nothing anymore. When there's no more fighting on any foreign shore. That's when I love you, baby, and want you back once more. Oh, and I'm just saying all this to make you feel bad. I could have been the best love that you've ever had. Then you'll go and turn your back on me. And it's sour grapes are talking, 'cause you heard me, don't you see? Sour grapes are talking, 'cause you heard me, don't you see? And it's sour grapes are talking, 'cause you heard me. Constantly.
My favorite song, Sour Grapes. Dylan's favorite song, Sour Grapes. Stop doing that. Don't like that. Don't like that. Stop touching things. Adam. Thank you. All right, so you got October 11th at Berlin.
Yeah.
And you got, what's his name? Who's playing with you?
Casey.
Casey Anthony.
Hopkins.
Casey Hopkins.
Yeah.
All right. I just don't know what to do with you. Stop drinking into the microphone like that. It's disgusting. Ugh.
What's that smell?
Oh, God, it stinks in this room. Let me just tell you, Giggles, it stinks in this room.
It smells like it stinks. Sounds like it stinks.
It sounds like it stinks,
hey,
right?
Hey.
Did you get the pictures I sent you?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's good times, right? Stop drinking into the microphone. I'm just going to turn you off. God, it's like dealing with children. Stop, turn off.
Speaking of children, yeah, I just got a text from Mrs. Giggles. She says both kids are still up.
Oh, no, you're screwed.
It is almost 10 o'clock mountain time.
You are screwed.
Both my kids are so screwed. You know?
Ugh. I was talking to...
I was thinking I should bring the oldest one down and see if he'll get on the radio.
You should. I mean, there's no difference between having a, what, four-year-old and a John DeLorme in studio. There's no difference.
Yeah. Hold on. All right, let me go get him. I'll be right back. You guys talk to this guy.
We got 6 minutes before the show's over. What are you doing over there? Are you going to play a little Zeppelin? Is that what you're playing? That's what that is. What happened over there? Dev's losing it. This whole show has lost it.
He just got up and fell right on his face.
That was pretty good. And he came back. Good
time. What's going on?
With what?
Deb. This show, Deb.
With Deb? Deb's just our laugher. Yeah. She just sits around and laughs for us.
I'm just waiting for someone to talk to me.
Deb, what's going on over there? What has been the focus of the week oh my God, another phone call. I don't know if I could deal with this one. Hello? Don't like that.
I've got a couple more questions.
Peter's back.
Got a couple more questions.
All right.
For the audience, for the panel. Like,
okay.
Flying here in my nice fancy New York hotel room, and I had a good dinner, and I'm spending my middle class wages on, like, you know, oysters and beers and live music. But, I mean, I just really need to ask, like, does the panel think that jet fuel melts steel beams or not?
Peter, I appreciate it, but I don't think I can get into that.
Conspiracy!
I don't think I can get into conspiracy talk. I try to steer away from conspiracy talk as much as I can.
It's harmful. I know.
It's harmful. I guess it's harmful, but it's also something that happened 15 years ago. I mean, I feel like enough has come out about it where the conspirators are going to be the conspirators for the rest of their lives and the non-conspirators. So it's just like, it's kind of like beating a dead horse for that conversation. I mean, you want to talk about if Hillary has a body double? Maybe. Don't smoke, Adam. You actually can. You're all right. John cannot.
Oh, wow.
Hey, I got pass or something, like.
Yeah, you're cool, though. Don't worry about it. Everybody's cool. All right, we got Leo on the line. Leo, what's up? Thanks, Peter.
Leo.
Okay.
Later, buddy.
I'm going to hang up and listen more.
All right, cool.
Okay, bye.
Later.
Did
Leo.
Peter call back?
Peter called back, and he wanted to know if we thought that jet fuel melted steel.
Oh, gee.
And I told him, we're not going to get down the conspiracy route. We're just not going to do it. Leo, mic check. 1, 2, 3, buddy. What's happening? Say hi.
Hi.
What's happening, buddy?
Ask him what he's doing up this late.
What are you doing up this late? You should be sleeping.
Can him.
Nothing.
You can talk.
You can talk, Leo.
This is his first time on radio.
Yeah. You're listening to Dave and Giggles featuring Leo.
Who's four.
Who just turned four. Who has more response, or at least more composure, than John DeLorme does in studio today. What was that?
And he has really cool pajamas on.
He does have really cool pajamas on. This show today. I don't even.
It ends with my four-year-old who hasn't gone to bed yet. He did take like a two-hour nap in the car on the way back.
That's the problem. That's the problem. I will say I was talking to our friend John, and he was out for his I think it was 10-year anniversary dinner, and while out to dinner, got a call from the babysitter. I'm going to turn you guys down. If that's the way you want to play it, turn you guys down. He got a call from the babysitter that his daughter had fell on the some toy that they had and broke her arm. They had to run back, take her to the emergency, pulled a bunch of muscles in her neck. Didn't break anything, but they had to ditch their 10-year anniversary dinner, just throw it from the grill straight to doggy bags, head home to take their daughter to the emergency room. That's tough.
Yeah, and he's the one that mountain bikes.
He's the one that mountain bikes.
And his daughter,
he'll never listen to the show. He claims he's my best friend, but he'll never listen to the show. Go ahead, play what you got to play. That's good. It's like children in here. Go ahead, Adam. Play what you want to play. Cat song.
No, that's DMX Rough Riders.
DMX Rough Riders. Oh, God. Leo.
Look at this kid's smile.
He's got a good smile. He's got a good smile.
He's loving it.
All right, so we're going to say goodbye. And you guys, Adam, you're invited back. I don't think John is.
How do they have access to sound effects?
They're just using it on their phone. They're just on their phone. Dude, don't like that. I swear to God, don't like that. All right. We are Dave and Giggles. This is Radio Free Brooklyn. I was supposed to talk about some beach cleaning thing that's happening September 24th. I'll do it next week. Didn't have time. Leo, you look good over there, buddy. Turning you guys down. Good night, everybody. Good night, Leo. Get some sleep. Go to bed, buddy. Good night.